Welcome back to RX Radio. You just heard Jax Jones breathe. Now, in here, we have social media funny man, Irv Bukasa. Welcome to RX Radio, Irv. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself, man. I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
When did you start realizing you had the ability to make people laugh?
You know, to be fair, I don't think I have the ability to make people laugh. I don't find myself funny. I don't know. I don't find myself funny. But I just woke up one day and I thought, yo, let me make videos, man, in my spare time, because I go to college as well. So I thought, let me use my spare time wisely and productively. And I just started making videos.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
You've got quite the following online. How long have you been uploading videos on social media?
Videos in general, let's say 2019. Yo, it's mad because I just started one day in 2019. I was just chilling at home and I thought, yo, let me start a YouTube channel. But I started a YouTube channel and it wasn't really picking up, man. No one was watching my videos, only my friends, man. But it used to make me so excited because people were actually watching it, though. And then it got to a point where I was posting YouTube videos, I was going slowly but surely, and I thought, no, let me come up with a different plan.
I've also got a YouTube channel.
Got a YouTube channel as well?
Yes, I do stuff around music and...
Oh, you like music? Who's your favourite artist?
I've got a favourite band called Keen.
Keen, I've never heard of them. I should probably check them out.
They're like a bit like Coldplay.
Oh, Coldplay's cold. Coldplay's good. Coldplay's mad.
What type of musicians do you look up? Do you remember your first viral video? When did you make it? And how did you feel when you received it positively?
My first viral video. I can't say viral, but like it got like 20,000 views. That was on TikTok. I remember that it was an Afrikaans video. Because I knew, I don't know why, but I felt like if I spoke Afrikaans, people would be drawn more to it because I'm a black guy and... It's not very common for black people to be speaking Afrikaans in South Africa.
And it's very common at the moment, South African slang.
Yeah, South African slang as well, because it relates more to the people, and the people love it more, yeah.
What type of comedians do you look up to?
Yo, comedians. I don't consider myself a comedian. I consider myself a creator. So I don't think I really look up to comedians. Maybe Mo the Comedian, he's a UK comedian. I look up to Chunks, Young Philly, KSI, YouTubers more, and content creators.
I look up to like Michael McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre. What does he do?
He's like does this like special nighttime thing, where he does like. He's a British comedian.
He's sort of like Jimmy Fallon. You know Jimmy Fallon. He has like his own show.
Like Graham Norton.
Oh, like the Graham Norton. Yeah. Like, what's the Graham Norton show?
Graham Norton show is. Probably one of my favorite TV shows.
Mine as well. I love it. Because just the different characters that come on there.
I believe earlier in the week you performed at the comedy night. How did that go?
Yes, that was quite different to me. Because like I said, I don't consider myself a comedian. I just consider myself a creator. So it was mad doing things live. I mean, it wasn't that bad for my first time, I think. I think I did pretty well. Made a few people laugh. So it went pretty decent. And thank you to 0210 for having me.
Seeing that you have both the experience in doing comedy live and doing it online, what tips would you have for younger listeners that are practicing comedy?
Comedy, yo, this is a mad one now, because like I said, I don't consider myself a comedian. But I feel like just be yourself, and you have to discover an audience. So your audience should be your own people and people that relate to you. Because I feel like the most important thing in comedy is relatability, because you can be funny all the day, but people connect to you more when you're relatable.
Today our theme is Here and Now, We Can Make a Change, and we're focusing on young people who are bringing positive messages to the world. How are you using your platform to bring forth positive change?
You see, for me, I think there's so many people on social media who post stuff and promote certain things such as the GBV and all the different issues in the country, but I feel like my page is just a disconnect, man, and it brings you it's the joy away from all the pain you're seeing in the world, and I try to just make people laugh and help them forget about the things that they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
Is anything else you would like to add?
I would like to add to anyone trying comedy, football, anything that you want to do, believe in yourself, man, because things can change so quickly. It only takes one moment to change your life and become even greater. Like, my moments might not even be here yet. I might be making content now, but my great moment's still coming. So I feel like people should always believe in themselves regardless of what outside influences tell you, and just give 100% in what you do.
Thank you for spending your time here.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much to RX Radio for having me, man.